Today, I'll be talking about voting. And I want to read you the Declaration of Independence real fast. And the reason why is because it has all to do with voting. Quote, it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Now, you're sitting there possibly wondering, how does that tie in the voting? Well, it ties in the voting through the fact that they say all men are created equal. But here's the issue. When the Declaration of Independence was signed, black men and women were not considered human. They were considered chattel property. We were less than human to them. We were slaves in the cotton fields picking cotton or tobacco, and pretty much we were just never included inside this. So you're wondering, how does that include voting? Well, since they are saying all men are created equal, there you go. Voting means equality. So when you have the ability to vote, it just means you're equal to the men that they included inside that declaration. And the type of men that they're talking about are white men. You will be equal to any white man if you are able to vote. So when I hear people say that our ancestors died for the right to vote, I have to honestly always put it in perspective that they didn't really die for the right to vote. They died to be equal to the same white people that were oppressing them after they came out of slavery. So when you look at it, white women weren't even able to vote around those times. They had to fight for their right to vote. And when I say their right to vote, I mean their right to vote, because even then, they still had more status. They still had more rights than black men and women, because they weren't slaves, they weren't chattel. They were seen as at least human. Granted, they were less than the white man, but they still were in a better position than black people were. And when white women had gained their ability to vote, they was pretty much like, screw everyone else. But the thing with that is that they had limited voting rights. It wasn't until black men had gained the ability to write in the 1800s that it then became for almost everyone. And when I say almost, I mean black women still weren't even able to vote until the 1900s. So in reality, our ancestors really did not fight and die for the right to vote. They fought just to be equal. And it seems to be that same narrative within history, that if you really look at it, it was really them fighting to be equal, to be treated as human. But the thing about that is, white people have no type of humanity or morals. So it's like you're appealing to people with no humanity and no morals to treat you as human with morals. You're trying to fight to be seen as human by a group of people who have never seen you as human, and they never will. These people have lynched us and took pictures by our hanging bodies. They've burnt us and took pictures by our burnt corpses. They have murdered us in this day and age, and never had their jobs really been in jeopardy to the point where they have to worry. They are set for life. Black lives do not matter to white people. So why would your vote matter to them? And those whose jobs are jeopardized and sent to jail or wherever, they are then released possibly in a few years. Because we know how this system works, where even if you indict them, by them being white, they are shown more leniency. And that's just the basics of the system. There is no democracy within the system. We've only seen hypocrisy. So when you be saying that no vote is a vote for Trump, you honestly look foolish. When people don't vote, that means it's not counted towards nobody. Look at the Ronald Nixon and Reagan era, along with the Clinton era. And the reason why I'm bringing those up, because they are important to who Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is. And by that, I'm saying that those are the times when black men and women were sent to jail in masses. And this is what we now know as mass incarceration, where the charges against you could be bogus, where it could be pretty much hardly anything worth sending a person to jail for a long extended periods of time over, and yet you're still sent there for those harsh punishments. And this is what is really going on with the whole Joe Biden and Kamala Harris thing, and why people are saying mass incarceration the sequel. Because it's that things like that are stuff you just cannot look past. Because if you can honestly look past the fact that they will send innocent black men and women to jail just for little things, just imagine when they are in a presidency and vice presidency, those numbers that they had before will only increase. That means your sons and daughters will be sent to jail just for being black alone. They ain't even have to do anything. They will find charges. They will make up charges. And yes, they have done this in the past, but we're talking about on a massive scale, nationwide, just like in those eras. Right now, they could barely get away with that outside the states. But when they're in the presidency and vice presidency, that is granted to happen. They don't have to say that black children are super predators, like Hillary Clinton said. They just show you how they think of us. And we already knew the deal with Trump. He was a racist, rapist, pedophile. And the same could be said about Joe Biden. There is nothing that none of these white men do that's secret these days. We find these things. So there's no such thing as choosing a lesser evil in any of these races. That includes Obama's race. The only thing is Obama was squeaky clean. I can understand why people thought that with him would come change. But in reality, nothing has changed in the black community, even under him. These are the things that you just cannot look past and cannot deny, that we are in a mess, that no matter how you choose your enemy, they're still going to slaughter you. And then you're using memes talking about you don't care if Joe Biden was caught with a stripper in a public toilet snorting coke, that you're still going to vote for him. That just shows how ignorant you are of the political game that is going on. When you sit up here and make these ridiculous memes and then talking about not voting is a vote for Trump, you really look ignorant, because you do not understand the powers that be and how they work. They have already chosen since a year ago who they wanted to be as president. And the way these things work is also done by how much money that person has. Because all politicians are greedy. All politicians are scumbags. Why do you think they say lawyers are parasites? It's a saying for a reason. And if you could truly ignore these people's past, just because you're tired of one evil, racist, rapist, pedophile, well, guess what? You're about to get another one, but with mass incarceration included. At least with Trump, he's a racist up front, and he's not hiding his hand that he's a racist. We all know he's a racist, and that's what we expect. I prefer my racist to be up front with me, not hiding. So no, us who are not voting are not complaining. It's you all who are voting that's complaining, because that's your president. So let me get to this right here with a lot of what y'all saying. And it's honestly been the most disturbing thing ever. And it kind of shows that your mindset is that you are one of the brainwashed. You are one of the millions who are actually brainwashed. Because when you're referring to the whole voting system and this country, you use things like our country, our nation. You say that this is your home And some of y'all become so brainwashed that you stop saying that you're black, but you're a human being. So they completely brainwashed you. Because human is a species. It's like you have other groups of species of humanoids, like Neanderthals and Mongoloids. Homo sapiens are a species. And all that means is that you're human. So when you refer to yourself as human, you're showing how ignorant you are and how much you've been brainwashed by this system. And when you use terms like our country, you're really just showing that you are far gone, that you do not see this country for what it truly is, that you see this country as your home and that you could change it, that you believe that anything you do when it comes down to voting will change this country when it really won't. This country was founded on slavery. It was founded off the backs of black people that they had as chattel. And like I said, that meant property. You and your ancestors weren't nothing to them. You were lower than dirt. You were lower than the worms in the dirt. You weren't seen as human. You think they was able to make fun of your lips? Why do you think they was able to make fun of your nose, your eyebrows, your language that you spoke? And then they beat it out of you, and then they made you speak their language and learn their history. So when you say our country, you're really saying we, as in what the slave would say to the master, we sick. And it sounds like you have we sick syndrome, where you try to equate yourself to the white people who are trying to distance themselves from you. Thus, why you view voting as such a huge factor in being American, because that's what you want to be. You want to be American. You want to elevate yourself within the system. You don't want to take it down, because taking down this system would be detrimental to you. So you say, we's sick, massa. Our country has gone down. And none of y'all have to really wear the Confederate flag or anything. You wear the American flag, which is just as worse. America has never loved you, but you love America. So when America tells you to vote, you vote. When these racist, rapist, pedophilic white people tell you, oh, I got your back, I'm your friend, and knowing they are not your friend, that they don't have your back, they don't have your interest at mind or heart, you believe them. White people will always give the black community a white face to cheer for. It's how they measure the conscious level of Africans in America. As long as the African is foolish enough to accept that white savior, the white man knows he has nothing to worry about. Let's examine this. The government is 90% white. That other 10% are other people they let in because they want it to feel like it's some type of inclusion, like they have some type of true power. And those black people that are in that structure are really the most hated by them. Same black people, in order to keep their job, they must go against black people. Case, look at the case with Amber, the white woman who shot the black man in his home. You had the black judge, the bailer, all hugging this white woman. Even the victim's family was hugging this white woman. But when you see how they act towards black criminals or so, they will not hug them. They will immediately lock them up without a second thought. And all that is due to how the political system is working against black people. That they have other black people turned against black people. So it's as if we are still on the plantation. And those other non-black people, they are treated with animosity, but white people can stand them just slightly, because they know that if they try to do what they do to the black community, that those other communities will not have it, that they will retaliate. So whether it be left wing, right wing, conservative, liberal, Democrat, or Republican, all are the same white people under different banner. They're all racist. They control the government, and thus your vote does not matter to them. Because the only time your life matters, your vote matters, is when it's time to vote. any other time, they don't care about you. They don't care about your neighborhoods. They don't care about your school systems. They don't care about anything that involves black people. Black people have been getting killed. Black people have been dying by the hands of their people, and they have not done anything about it because your life does not matter. So why would your vote matter? Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to vote. That's up to you. That's your business. But for me, I know the truth, and that's why I live the truth and walk my truth. And my truth is I am the uncanny truth teller, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you a lie. And I'm not going to tell you go vote because it really matters. Or I'm not going to try to be the one to take your hope away if that's what gives you hope. Show you the kind of mindset that is really detrimental to the black community. Let me read to you a comment that someone had actually posted on my page. And still, I am flabbergasted by this comment. And I am honestly just taken aback that black people have come so far, and yet still we are at the lowest pinnacle that we can ever be. Because this seems to be like a mindset that majority of black people who are going to vote have. And granted, this is not my words, this is his words, so I'm going to read it verbatim. He says, Biden likes locking Negroes up. They done that their whole life. Just don't get caught. So you're willing to excuse the whole mass incarceration thing just because what? This is just something I cannot really understand. And I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna just leave this off with what Langston Hughes said. Negroes, sweet and docile, meek, humble, and kind. Beware the day they change their mind. I think we can apply that to this political game and with the whole voting, because black people have been voting for years and nothing has changed. So the day that they decide to truly change their mind and try something different, that's the day that change will come. I wanted to add this in at the end, basically to say that some people believe that there is no hope. And honestly, I don't want to sit here and say that there is, because as long as you're not politically or economically in power or you're truly destined to fail. Because when you look at a lot of these other groups of people, they don't go out there telling their people to really vote. They just already know what they're going to do. It's because they have a code that they stick to. And that's the issue right there that a lot of black people don't understand, is that we have to be on code with certain things. And you just cannot be accepting of everybody, including Kamala Harris, which a lot of people like to say that she's a black woman, but she's not really a black woman. Kamala Harris' parents are both Indian. And what a lot of people don't know is that islanders do not like Indians because they come over there and actually take jobs that they should have been getting. Just like anyone would naturally assume, once they get money, they send the money back to their country. Just because her father was born in Jamaica doesn't mean he was Jamaican. He's still Indian. It's like if you take an African person from Africa and bring them over here to America, they are still African. Her mom is clearly Indian, so she has pulled a wool over black people's face, basically. She supposedly hasn't even sworn in to her duties as a black woman, but as an Indian. And I say supposedly because we don't know if that's honestly true or not, but a lot of people saying that she hasn't yet. The media has made it out to be that she is and has done so. And that's a little trick that white people have also pulled over on us as well. And I think it really started with Rachel Dolezal when she pulled that fast one over black people. And then you have people like Sean King, who are also not black, and still we perceive them as black, even though we know that they're not. But as they say, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Just because you look black don't mean you are black. And that don't mean I have to be supportive of you. Because your views and anything that you believe truly does not align with the black community. So a simple solution would be A, create your own government. But seeing as that we live in America, that will be impossible. So you had nothing but to go with A, option B. And option B is a great option. Now, granted, it still has some plot holes in it, but it's an option that actually gives you a better chance of fighting. But you have to also remember that politicians are all blood-sucking vampires that are money-hungry. So even with your option B, you still may be up the creek without a paddle. Option B goes to buy a politician, to buy their interests. And what I mean by that is that you get together as a community and you raise money. You raise the money in any kind of way that you can. But you raise enough that when you go to your politician, you pretty much are buying their interest for the black community. You tell them what you want and they'll go out there and spread word, and then they'll get other black people to vote for you. And it's pretty much had to be done on code. It has to be synonymous that we all want this one person and this is who we're going to vote for and this is who we're going to pay. Because when you look at it, Obama didn't do anything for the black community, but he did it for the LGBTQ community. And that's because they were able to pay him off. They was able to pay his interests. And even though we as black people did go out there and support Obama, where you did see them selling Obama t-shirts, Obama merchandise, etc., so on, what we didn't do was buy him. And granted, you supposedly are not supposed to buy them because that's bribery, but if it's done under the table where it doesn't look like it's by bribery, then it's legal. That's something that we as black people have to understand, that you have to bribe that politician into doing you that favor and getting your interests across. Because if you're not going to be for our people, then you don't deserve to get the vote. And this is mainly for those who are inclined to vote. You're going about it all the wrong way, that you should buy that politician. Now, if you're choosing a white politician, granted, you're definitely not going to get this, because that white man, he, even with all the money in the world, is not going to help you because you're black. With a black politician, you have a 50-50 chance, because there is a class war where you have the rich versus the poor, where these higher upper class of black people are so bougie and so into their wealth and lifestyle that they do not care what goes on with the poor. Because even though they are seen still as black, they're not called nigger to their face or treated with such, because they know that they have money and they will do something about it. Meanwhile, you who are poor or middle class, your chances are very slim. So we have to all in line with one type of political party and with one politician to help us, whether he be black or white. And again, with the white one, you have a 1% chance. With a black one, you have 50% chance. And then you have Plan C. Yes, there is always a Plan C. Plan C would be more creating your own political party that is separate from the Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, left wing, right wing. Your party should consist of black people and black people only. Come up with your own color. That's what we're doing out here. We're repping color gang still. The biggest Crips and Bloods out there. So we really cannot talk about the Crips and the Bloods anymore. They are a gang, but when you're repping red and blue, Democrat and Republican, you might as well just call yourself a Democrip or a Blood again. And thus, where you have Plan C, where you create your own political party, where you create your own politician who are for you, and they will go into the political parties and the Congress, and you vote them in. Because they are from you and your political party, they are for you. They have your interests at mind, at heart, and they understand the plight of the black community. And thus, this is what you need to do. in order to fight tyranny and oppression, racist, rapist, and any other thing that comes along with these white people and their parties. Now, those are a few solutions. You could choose any of them, and it's granted that option C is the long shot that it will even work, but it's the best of all the choices. C is more of what black people need and should have done long ago. Because when you control something that is your own, you control the information that is going in and out. Option B is more of a long shot. That's it. And then we know that it will fail more than likely. Because most people, especially black Democrats and Republicans, will not want to give up their political party, their political interests or power, because those parties more than align with theirs, because they become so indoctrinated by the American society that they believe that these parties are for them when those parties are not for them. Thus why I came up with option C. Knowing the American government, they may try to shut it down, but you have to remain strong, because option A will definitely not happen, where you create your own government, your own Congress, and that one just will not work, even though it will be the greatest of all the options to be able to create your own government that governs your people from day one. You write your own laws, where you write your own Declaration of Independence, but then that would mean having to go to war to actually fight for your independence. And that's why a lot of black people do not accept Juneteenth, because you just can't be given your independence. You have to actually fight and win for it. So option A would be more if we had actually fought and gained our independence rather than given it. So what you're left with truly is C in the end. Because white people can make their own political party, the Sweet Tea Party, and we should be able to do the same thing too.